Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and lift you up and glorify you. It's been our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship because you are worthy and there is nobody else that is like you. You are truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt you on tonight, Father God. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship because it's so many times, Lord, that we do not do it often. Oh, God, but we want to outpour it on today, Father God. We want to tell you just how much we love you and how much we adore you because we do not do it enough, God. We want to lay down before you, God, and open up our hearts that we may be able to accept you, Father God. We want to accept you in totality and not in partiality. We want to accept you in completeness, Father God, and not yoko shana. Oh, God. We want yaka shane de loko sane de la kasiya. Oh, God, we need the more of you on tonight, God. We need the more of you on tonight, God, and we want to ask you to come into this place. Enter into this sanctuary on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast our cares on you because we know that you care for us, God. Empty out any and everything that's down inside of our hearts that's causing us to be conflicted, restricted, and even limited, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from being and walking into the freedom of your grace. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove every sickness, every virus, every pain, every disease, any and everything that's trying to overcome our bodies, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a peace in our homes, our mans, and even in our neoko shande de la casia. Cleanse us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be pointing a finger, wagging a head, or even talking about one another, Lord. Help us not get an attitude when your truth come out, God. Help us not to be oko shande de loko sana, when you start exposing things. Oh, God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we welcome you into the sanctuary. We welcome you into our hearts, Lord. We welcome you into our concerns, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. We don't want to stay in the same place that we are already. So we're asking you to elevate your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will seek the more of you, Father God. Take us a little bit deeper. Take us a little bit higher onto your coast. Expand our borders, Lord. Oh, God, enrich us with your endow us with your and succumb us, Father God, which I be our kashan in the local sea, because we need you, God. Oh, God, he can in the local sea. Encamp your angels in here, Lord, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, Father God. Let us concentrate on you, Father God, instead of any and all this other stuff, Father God. Let us not be so consumed with the cares of this world and this life that we got. Oh, God, but I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will sustain your people, Father God. Saturate your people, Father God. Refill us all tonight, Father God. Oh, God, address those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's hidden down in the inside of our hearts, Lord, that we are ashamed and bears of fear for about, Father God, because you are not a God of shame and bears me, or neither fear. Give us the courage to face these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that in the midst of it, give us a heart of absolutions, give us a heart of forgiveness, Father God, that we will be oko sunday me money and oko shana. Oh, God, because we want to be free. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will concentrate on you, God, and not all this other stuff. Doing all this other stuff. Let us not be so territorial. Sever that spirit of selfishness and greed and antagonism, Father God. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, talking about one another, Lord. Sever that spirit of pride and haughtiness and daintiness on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will get into a place of give us a heart of compassion and even and piety for one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not oh God, I'm asking you to help us, Lord. Help us in any and every area of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you like we never ever needed you before, Lord. We need you in any and every area of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be okoshana. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be too proud, God. Help us on today to come together collectively, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to build your kingdom up. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us on today, God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to be wayward and we sure don't want to backslide. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be true to you as well as being true unto our own selves, that we may be true to one another, Father God. Give us that courage on today and sever that spirit of fear. I keep saying fear. Sever that spirit of fear on tonight, Father God, that it will not cause our heart to have palpitations, Father God, that is not in a place of comfort, Lord. You are God of comfort. You are God of confidence. Our assurance rests in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking you to go before us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done within our lives, Lord. Oh God, complete the work that you begun inside of us, Father God, that we would not be walking around all high-minded thinking that we are better than somebody else, Lord. I'm asking you to tear down the walls and the barriers that we build up, Father God, around us, causing us to be in a fortress, Father God, hidden behind your knee. So help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and sever them old ties and them soul ties, those things that causes us, Father God, to be in a place of captivity and encaged even within our own selves. Help us on today, God, that we would not be so easily moved by every wind and doctrine, every conversation, everything that we hear or even see, Father God. Give us some solidity upon us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anchor us, ground and root us, Father God, that we will have a solid foundation, Father God, that we're standing on, and that is you, God. We stand on your word. We stand on your promises. We know that you are not a God that shall lie, and neither can you die, God. So we want to come to you and let you know just how much we appreciate you. We want to come to you and let you know just how much we thank you. We want to come to you and let you know, Father God, and give you all our gratitude on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy of it, Lord. There is nobody else that is like you in all the earth. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. Oh God, I'm asking you to shelter. Oh God, you know, Jesus. Help us on today, God, that we will have peace and refuge in you, Jesus. Give us guidance and direction, Father God, and what we need to do and how we need to do it, Lord. Give us that vision that we may write it down and make it plain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may go forward in it, Father God, without any hesitation or compromising, Father God, or even any self-consciousness on today. Build our self-esteem on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and yet let us not walk in pride, God. Give us lowly and meek spirits on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will become servants to one another. It's not just today, but every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let's be more concerned about others than we are about our own selves. Such our families on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The unsaved loved ones, Father God, the ones that's trying to be saved, God. Lord, help us on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continue to walk backwards, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, that we won't lean to our own understanding, but we will open up our hearts and our minds unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Complete the work, God, that you even begun inside of your people on tonight, Father God, that we may be able to come together collectively, Father God, to love, edify, teach, grow, and even exhort one another, Father God. Reveal some things on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that need to be addressed, Lord, that we got hidden down in the inside of our hearts, God, and give us the courage, Lord, that we will lift up a standard unto you, God. Help us on tonight, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to touch in any and every area, Father God, that causes us to be up in the wee hours of the night, Lord, because we want some sweet sleep. Help us, Lord. Help us and forgive us, Father God, for our waywardness. Forgive us, Lord, for our selfishness and our attitudes, God. Forgive us, Lord, for the things that we are doing that's not pleasing in your sight, God. Overturn some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things, God, and make us over. Make us into the creatures you want us to be, Father God, and not what we think that we should be, Father God. Seven of them old ties and them soul ties on today. Help us on today, Father God, and saturate our minds and our thoughts, Father God, with your spirit, Lord, that it may line up with your word and your word become life in our lives, that we may be able to live a life in an abundance of you and because you died, God, that we may be able to experience these things now in this life. Help us on today, Father God. He coming in local sea, to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from you, God, who made heaven and earth, God. Oh, God, help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and fill us with the fruits of your spirit, God. Help us, Father God, to practice and keep the armor on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may always be prepared, Father God, for the wiles of the enemy, God. And give us that hindsight, insight, and even that foresight, Father God, that nothing will come upon us unaware, because you say you wouldn't allow it, God. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be more kind and loving towards one another, Father God, not to be so quick to jump to conclusions, Father God, and be so angry. And help us to have self-control on today, Father God. Change our characteristics into the characteristics of you, Father God, that even though we may be going through the trials and struggles and even the challenges, Lord, we will simply lift up our head and say, nevertheless, your will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to honor these prayers, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.